Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tomorrow, the two remaining Democratic gubernatorial candidates face off in a debate hosted by UMass Boston, the Boston Globe, and WBUR's Radio Boston. It's the first Democratic debate since former Newton Mayor Seti Warren dropped out of the race last month. So now it's down to Bob Massey, an environmental activist and businessman, and Jay Gonzalez, who was former Governor Deval Patrick's budget chief. Joining us to talk about the upcoming race are political reporters James Pendle with the Boston Globe. Hi, James. Good to see you again.
Nice seeing you.
And Lauren Dzinski with Politico. Lauren, good to see you.
Good to see you.
So let me start this way. Who most benefited from Seti Warren's decision to pull out of the race, Gonzalez or Massey? James?
Well, it's kind of hard to figure that one out. Gonzalez certainly is trying to use this sort of inside lane that I think Seti Warren felt that he had. And then clearly, Massey's trying to run this sort of outsidery Bernie-style campaign that he thinks that obviously the path is pretty clear now. It's a two-person contest exactly as he'd like.
Lauren?
The interesting component in all of this, I want to note, is that policy-wise, they all don't really differ all that significantly. And so style, the style and governing style specifically, that's really the major difference between all three candidates. And so when you look at the divide of the delegates that are left behind after Seti Warren's departure, they wouldn't all necessarily glom to one candidate or the other. It's kind of going to be bites in both directions.
Let me talk a little more about the anchors around the necks of these two candidates. A WBUR poll earlier this spring found 62% didn't know Bob Massey. 75% didn't know Jay Gonzalez. Figures also show that Massey has just $20,000 in his campaign account. Gonzalez has $144,000, but it compares to over $11 million at the moment for Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido. Speaking to Radio Boston just a few weeks ago, Massey seemed to downplay concerns like these.
The idea that this is somehow insurmountable, I mean, then we've basically given up democracy to whoever raises the largest money. I don't think that's right. I mean, democracy is about votes.
So what do you make of that? If Democrats are fired up this fall nationally, maybe driven by their desire to send President Trump a message, can that in this state make up for this pitiful fundraising by these two candidates and this horrible name recognition?
Well, so far, Charlie Baker has navigated the Trump politics pretty well in terms of that's one of the reasons why he's the most popular governor in America. It's not like he's been a big backer of Trump. And the one area where he has been involved with the White House has been on opioids, which is spot on exactly where he needs to be in terms of a governor.
To the point you're making about the strength of Governor Baker, the WBUR poll we mentioned a moment ago has Governor Baker enjoying a 66% favorability rating and simply crushing both Massey and Gonzalez in head-to-head matchup scenarios. But also on Radio Boston, Gonzalez downplayed that.
His popularity is not a function of what he's doing. It's a function of the fact he hasn't done anything. It's easy to be popular when you don't do anything and you never take a stand and your whole approach to the job is being cautious instead of courageous. We need leadership.
Is Baker vulnerable on those issues? You think voters share that view, Lauren?
It's interesting because Gonzalez's criticism of Baker not making waves is accurate. But clearly voters like that. It shows in the polls that what Baker is doing right now is amenable to the voters of Massachusetts. Another interesting thing that was in a recent WBUR poll that drilled into Baker's numbers showed that on actual issues like transportation funding, infrastructure, voters were less satisfied with the job that Baker was doing. So now the next step is these Democrats are trying to tie these issues to Baker himself.
So tomorrow's debate, do you think Massey and Gonzalez will be trying to make the fall election a referendum on President Trump and the Trump Republican Party and to try and tie Baker to them? Could that be a winning strategy in Massachusetts?
For the fall, it could be. Right now, we have to focus on the primary. And both of these candidates need a breakout moment or a breakout season, if you want to make it a month. However it happens, endorsements, sudden money, a narrative, a point— if you want to get so harsh about it. They have to find one way to separate themselves from the other. So they're going to be focused a lot on each other. And I actually expect this debate to have a lot of sharp elbows as they try to point out differences between themselves more than their differences between themselves and Charlie Baker.
So where's the red meat that these candidates can pick off of to try and fire up Democratic delegates in June when they go to their convention to support them?
One of the things that we've seen is ballot questions, other things that are going to be on the ballot that will encourage voters to come out to the polls and support the Democratic candidates for governor. You potentially have the so-called millionaire's tax. There's potentially a $15 minimum wage. And then beyond the ballot questions, there's also Senator Elizabeth Warren, who let's not forget is an absolute powerhouse for Democrats here in Massachusetts. Whoever is the Democrat on the ballot for governor in November is going to benefit the fact that they're simply going to be on the same piece of paper as Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Lauren Dzinski with Politico, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
James Pendle with the Boston Globe, thank you.
Thank you.